The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
what did you just do?
Anthony Show on.
Oh boy, I hit a wire and it went.
Oh boy, that's never a good sign when that happens. No, no bueno, no bueno at all. Hi everyone, this is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
Hey everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 189 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Tuesday, September 17th, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony page is on Facebook. Go visit them at facebook.com/thejoeandanthonyshow. You can also find the Joe and Anthony Show on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, and of course, Radio for All, and on our very own website. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, visit our website, just like us now, damn it.
Yes.
Without further ado, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Right. Wow, Betty's on it.
Betty is on it tonight. I'm going to let you start.
You got it, Anthony.
Well, she was for a while. Now she's not anymore. Thank you, Betty. I'm going to let you get started for the how was your day or week section.
Okay.
Because I have not hit this beautiful device full of green leafy stuff since I sat down at the control desk. And it's been, what, because I sat down at like 7:30, I think, maybe a little bit before then, because we usually prep like a couple hours before the show. I haven't had any in a while. So I'm going to let you go, and I'm just going to kind of go in the background here in the studio and just take a few hits.
Well, folks, it's Joe here. And my week and day have been very interesting. First off, the moose went into hiding. Because you know why? It's been too warm out. Now, number two. Lots of rain in the Chicago area, let me tell you. Many areas have been under these crazy multiple flood warnings and watches. The ground is just super saturated. Especially up north in Lake County and just all along the Wisconsin border. Probably in Wisconsin, too. But in some good news, Anthony is coughing from deliciousness. Yeah, I haven't used one of those devices in a very long time.
Yeah, I actually like using
the
bong.
Too much for me.
I'm quite enjoying it. Actually, I find it less harsh than the pipe.
Okay.
It kind of cools it down a little bit, you know, before it...
So, but continuing on, in some good news, I have new prescription glasses with the gray polarization effect. And they let me see very far away. But oh well, I'm getting older. The docs say I probably could use some bifocals or whatever they call them now. What do they call them? Transitions? Or
Yeah, I think they're transitions or something. Something like that.
So, well, welcome folks to Tuesday nights for the Joe and Anthony Show.
Yeah, so for me, let's see, what do we got here? Alright. Well, you know, hurricane season's getting busy. I think there's a few out in the tropics right now. So, yeah, we're going to see what happens. We might be on a little bit of a hurricane watch. So maybe
we have some provisions.
That's correct. I might this weekend, if I have time, I might go and do some things in Roger and prepare him for any possible programming changes or what have you. You do have the partner. Is the partner downloads updating normally for you?
I need to start paying more attention to that.
We'll deal with that later. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Because we're going to become ninnies. Ninnies in a 45
yeah,
zone.
Yeah, what's this?
So, here's... Clearly, the snowbirds are starting to find their way down or
seconds.
Something. How many?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. All right. So, yeah, the freaking ninnies. They're driving like 10 miles an hour in a 45. And then they don't understand why you're like on their ass and beeping and flashing your lights. I mean, this one Toyota, and they all drive Toyotas. They all drive Toyota Corollas. They drive silver ones and red ones and gold ones and black ones and red ones and blue ones and black ones and silver ones and white ones, and they're all Toyota Corollas, and they all do stupid shit. Like they like start slamming on the brakes to slow down like 5 miles from the intersection from their turn. You know, it's like you see the stoplight way in the distance, and they start hitting their brakes because going 30 in a 45 already is too fucking slow. Anyway. Yes, we can do that in Palethora if you wish. We will move that down there. So you go ahead and move it down there. And I've completed my rant about the ninnies driving 45, not driving 45 miles an hour during, you know, a zone. I'm a little zoned right now as it is.
You're a little zoned.
I'm a little zoned.
So why don't you go right into your weed corner? Because it sounds like you got some interesting news for us.
Yeah, sure. Why not? We'll go ahead and hit the weed corner. So our first story is, and this is no longer breaking news. But actually, the last week's story was breaking news, and I never ran the breaking news for it. So
no more breaking news.
We'll get more breaking news. The breaking news button has gotten a lot of abuse over the years, and like the plastic. You know how like the plastic kind of starts chipping and cracking on the button. And, like, you know, pieces of it, like, chip out and stuff. So, you know, the button's got, like, a big hole in it. And it kind of shocks you when you push it now. So, we don't use the button so much anymore because we used it a lot. I see somebody feverishly typing, but I don't know what they're typing.
It's okay.
Okay. Anyway. A Florida congressman. What? Because what?
Well, we, you know, folks, I just want to indicate that if you ever go to our website and click on the episode, it takes you to radioforall.net. And when you're on radioforall.net, there's all kinds of information. And when you go and you click in and see the script, you'll see all these notes that I'm feverishly typing. So, you know, it's like you can be a part of the whole experience.
Or you can see the craziness that I must endure. Yeah. All right, so let's get back to the weed corner, because now we're late. Florida congressman wants to downgrade controlled substance scheduling for marijuana. This comes from High Times. Congressman Greg Stube, Florida's 17th district, introduced a bill that would downgrade the controlled substance scheduling for marijuana last Thursday. The Marijuana 123 Act of 2019 would reclassify cannabis as a Schedule 3 controlled substance. Downgrading cannabis to Schedule 3 would primarily make it easier for scientists to research cannabis and its health effects. Federal research into the health effects of cannabis has been extremely restricted due to its Schedule 1 status. A Schedule 3 designation will remove many of those barriers, including one in the most substantial area, which is funding. As a Schedule 3 substance, federal funds would be available to support research projects on cannabis and its medical and therapeutic applications. All right, and our next one comes from the great state of Ohio, because it's Ohio. This also comes from High Times. The Ohio Medical Board rejects...
Ohio.
Yes, that's sometimes I think that's what it is. Rejects anxiety and autism as medical cannabis conditions.
And that's horrible.
It is. It really is. It's very... Especially autism. I mean, anxiety is one of mine, and it works pretty well. I mean,
right?
I have a doctor. They prescribe it. It's great. But I don't understand why you would... Anyway, we all understand. I'm preaching to the choir. So this comes from High Times. The State Medical Board of Ohio rejected petitions on Wednesday to add autism spectrum disorders and anxiety to the list of conditions qualifying a patient to use medical marijuana. The committee determined that medical marijuana can provide temporary relief, but can also subject patients to panic attacks, which is true. If you smoke too much of the wrong shit, you're going to have a panic attack. That's just what happens. See, just like Joe, I've had them before. There have been times I've been like, I've sat myself down in a chair and I'm like, okay, this will be over with. Just relax. And I just drink water and I just sit there and I drink water and eventually I have to pee really bad. And then I forget that I have an anxiety attack or I just pee myself. Which at that point, all bets are off. the panel also...
Show title. All bets are off.
All bets are off.
Yeah.
The panel... Jeez. The panel also... I don't even know where I'm at in the script anymore. They expressed concern for the health of children's developing brains. Think of the children, ladies and gentlemen. The board added that it would reconsider adding autism and anxiety to the state's list of qualifying conditions, which currently includes 21 medical conditions, if additional studies or evidence are brought forth in the petition process. Well, maybe they'll do some research in Florida that they can bring over to Ohio. That kind of, you know, almost works in a sort of way, right? So... Yeah, where are we at? We got, what, we got 20,
you know, I'm
we got
fine.
A few minutes. You got a few minutes. All right, good.
Yeah, I'm
watching
fine,
the clock. I'm in a weird mode
we go
tonight.
Over, I mean, right now we're at 7:11:55 over here, and my corner is at 20:15, so you went through yours, like, blazingly fast.
Because I'm crazy. It's Tuesday. I'm out of control. This is all different tonight. I don't know what to do. So, I
do have a Joe's Corner.
No, go for it.
Well, for it. We'll, it's also marijuana related.
Do I have a button for Joe's Corner? Let me see. Hold on. No. No, that's too short. Let's see. Hold on. Oh, no. Well, yeah, I don't think anyone will stay tuned in at that point. Let's just...
Anyways,
let's give you some ticker tape.
Marijuana sales to be banned in a certain downtown area.
Oh no!
So no weed sales downtown from Team Lightfoot.
Uh-oh.
Wow! Right?
Yeah.
Right where most of the tourists are too. But oh well, no weed for you. By AD Quigg for ChicagoBusiness.com. Mayakar doesn't foresee a significant hit to city revenue by banning downtown sales. I don't think we have that concern that there won't be adequate revenue generation opportunities outside the exclusion zone. There are many tracks where dispensaries can open. A short walk, Lyft, or Uber ride away. Once a zone fills up, operators will be forced to fill others, Mayakar said. There will be caps in certain areas, so if you want to be in business, you'll have to look at other areas to open up. All dispensary hopefuls, after receiving their state license, will have to go through the city's zoning and board of appeals to receive special approval. That ensures community members have an opportunity to sound off on locations.
Oh, Jesus.
NIMBYs. Medical dispensaries that have already cleared zoning will be able to flip the switch and start selling on January 1st, 2020, Mayakar said. Dispensaries cannot set up shop within 1,500 feet of another dispensary, within 500 feet of a school, within residential zoning district, or any building with a residential unit. The state has created a point system to help social equity applicants and new entrants to the market. It is also identifying disproportionately impacted areas, so basically I'll have to go to like the south side, and creating a $30 million loan program and fee waivers for certain applicants. Ow!
What the hell just happened? Did you just electrocute yourself? Because all I heard was ow.
No, it was audio ow.
Audio ow. Okay.
Yeah,
was that you? Was that me? Who was that?
I need a new cord. I think
we need a new cord. All right.
Anyways.
All right. Well, you complete your thing.
So Lightfoot wrote that she would also be working with Chicago Police Department to deter overly aggressive enforcement of minor cannabis possession violations, and will partner with local universities and medical centers to explore innovative public health and socially responsible entrepreneurial strategies to develop pathways for involvement in the industry as it matures. Hey, do you have a comment or follow-up to anything we've said so far in this episode or previous episodes? Or do you want to be a part of this UniQ experience? Well then, give us a call at 813-327-8566. We're going to keep pushing until we get to episode 420. And now, we have a mother's word of the day. So last week, if you remember, our word was rubigenous. Rubigenous. And whose definition is something rust-colored. And now...
Oh my goodness.
This week's word is blatherskite. And blatherskite means a person who talks at great lengths but makes no sense. Okay, Roger, take it away.
Hello, it's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, and well, if you didn't know it, but if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you. This is your Blatherskite National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Tuesday, September 17th, 2019, and it is National Apple Dumpling Day, Constitution Day, and Citizenship Day, National Monte Cristo Day, National IT Professionals Day, third Tuesday in September.
Hey,
wow.
Wait, what?
Anthony, our very own IT professional.
I didn't even know that.
Is going to push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled right after pushing a button? Quote-unquote, I think. Wow. I think. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. I really do. I feel so Panucci when I do she. Wow. Take it away, guys.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, goodness, goodness.
Oh, boy.
All right. You know, it kind of gets going really fast, and then it slows down again. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of an interesting, wheel we got. I don't know who's been working on the wheel lately. They, I think they've called in a. Wrong link. Clicky right link. I'm so decimated right now. It's lovely. No, it's really good. Trust me.
Yay.
Our random news story of the night comes from WCTTV out of Tallahassee. Deputies arrived at a Pasco County home this week to find teeth marks in a man's arm and what was left of a light bulb scattered on the floor.
Oh boy.
Yeah. The man told them that he had been in a verbal spat on Monday with Kimberly, but things got violent after she picked up a broomstick. Oh, goodness. That's, ooh, yeah, right. First, she poked at him with it. The man said he grabbed the stick, but Kimberly wasn't going to let him have it. Instead, she allegedly sank her teeth into his arm. Then she grabbed a light bulb and shattered it on him, investigators said. Authorities said Kimberly claimed her actions were in self-defense. Even so, they consider the red-purple mark on the victim's arm to be consistent with his version of events. Deputies arrested the 32-year-old. She now faces domestic battery charges and is being held at the Land O'Lakes County Jail.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, back to you, Betty.
Oh boy.
Hey, listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chimba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Have an idea for a show? Ooh. Call us at 813-327-8566. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for a complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Back to you, Joe. Betty. Bye-bye. Out.
Bye-bye, Betty. Whoa. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Betty. And now, and without further ado, it's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy at 74 degrees. The dew point is at 63 degrees. The humidity is at 67%. And winds are howling out of the east at 10 miles per hour. For you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 78, 65 at night. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 81, 67 at night. And Friday, I love Fridays. Fridays are mostly sunny with a high content of moose farts. Woo! Near 82,000! 8.392736 at night. That's a lot of moose farts.
That is a
and
lot
that's
of
your
moose
Chicago
farts.
Weather. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
Wow, only in Wisconsin. Even Wisconsin makes nature dumb. September 12th by Ben Hubert, UPI. A Wisconsin police officer came to the rescue of a raccoon that went dumpster diving and ended up with a glass jar stuck over its head.
Oh,
the Madison Police Department said an officer was flagged down by citizens Tuesday who spotted a raccoon about 20 feet up in the tree with its head stuck inside the jar. The officer summoned an animal control officer who used a pole to guide the raccoon off the branch, but it grabbed a lower branch before the police officer could catch it in a net. The rescuers caught the raccoon and pulled the jar off its head, allowing it to run away free of its burden. You know, that's kind of interesting that you get all of that attention for that raccoon. You know?
That's just
I wonder
ridiculous.
How much that cost the taxpayer, to be honest. And that's to say that it's a non-worthy thing. I think it's very worthy. But it's just interesting, you know, it's like maybe if you're a rural cop, you should also be also trained as an animal control expert. It would save some money.
Might be.
But let's move on to the next story. So, one Twitter user wondered, what maniac leaves a taco uneaten? So, here's a food.
Oh my goodness!
Ooh. Okay, sorry, folks.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
This trigger breaking news.
I just pushed the button. It stung a little bit when it electrocuted me, but I pushed it anyway because what the hell's going on in the Chicago studio? Were you struck by lightning? What is going on?
We have
on?
Heavy lightning everywhere.
Apparently.
Especially this location.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. What? More cable problems. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll keep.
We'll try to avoid this.
We'll
now
keep on top of this. I don't. What did you touch?
Well, I think the problem is the cord no longer fits the socket properly.
Oh, it's like a hot dog down a hallway. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to Joe's news.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
So, I didn't know that you couldn't use this as, like, a dildo.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, but it worked great.
Oh, wow. I'll have to try that at home. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. I think we've moved on to where we were out of the taco
here's
land.
Some food
where
for we thought. Go? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Here's some food for thought. You know, tacos make lousy bookmarks, especially for what? What would you think they make lousy bookmarks for, Anthony?
A book?
Yeah. And
that was kind of easy, ladies and gentlemen. I can't really... Thank you. I appreciate your generosity, but I cannot accept your praise. That was just too easy.
But that seemingly obvious bit of knowledge didn't stop a photo of you.
Oh, my
taco
goodness.
In a library book from going viral this past weekend.
Oh, my Lord. Maybe on they're Saturday, trying to sneak it into lit, you know, American literature. I'm going to snack out a taco during the lecture.
Guess where this was at?
Where at?
On Saturday, Amanda, a librarian with the LaPorte County Library in Indiana.
Oh, my goodness. I know where that is. I used to live in that area. Oh, my Lord. No way. LaPorte County. LaPorte, wow.
Tweeted out a pic.
I'm sorry, hold on. I'm just a little excited here. Hold on, I'll just let it wash over me for a little. Hold on. Hold on. I praise whoever did this. Go on. So we're going to LaPorte. We're going to LaPorte and we're going to check out library books because we get free tacos.
Oh, go on. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So the librarian said the taco pick came from an actual book found in the taco in the book drop at my library in Indiana a few years back. Don't have a bookmark, try using a taco. So yeah, I'll post a link to this because this is just too funny to pass up.
Oh wow. What if it looks like some whatever some other thing. We got a few minutes, so what are some other things people have used?
Well, other bizarre bookmarks include uncashed paychecks.
Oh, Lord, that's a bad one.
And, you know, usually those things have, like, limitations or, like...
Yeah, like 90 days or something. Yeah, and usually that's a stop. You know why somebody probably put it in the book thinking that they would cash it and then the book got returned before they took it out?
Yes.
And probably returned it and forgot it was in there and, you know...
Well...
Why did they just go back to the library?
Thing with a credit card.
The credit card. Ooh, excuse me.
Credit card, you know, a credit card makes a wonderful bookmark.
Does it really? I just cut out little bits of paper.
Well, another item could be $50 or $100 bills.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to start. Of course, they've already gone through the liar. I'm going to go raid a couple drop boxes. Except for that.
And panty liners.
Ooh, yeah, no. Okay, the thought of pillaging the drop box has now left my mind.
You can ask any public librarian, and they will have stories about the weird things that get left in books and returned to us. As you might expect, the photo left a bad taste in the mouths of many Twitter users.
Wow.
Twitter users are just bad-mouthed people. But anyway, let's move on.
Oh, Lord, hold on. Okay. Oh, there we go. Hello, Phyllis McGinty. Thank you. Our favorite leprechaun.
The little leprechaun. Are you recycling into the air with me?
Stuck in that open drain pipe on the floor. Jared won't move. It's like a gate. The facility said it's all right, but it's like the chair kind of rolls into it. And there used to be like a metal cover on it, and I don't know, someone stole it. I don't know what happened, but
is the hole getting wider?
Maybe. Well, you know, Benny and Roger keep coming over here and just like poking at it with things and chipping away at it because, you know, they find it, I don't know, exciting that they're chipping away at this apparently drain pipe that is now, you know, engulfing the.
Well, speaking of chipping and slicing things,
yes.
On September 16th, from our friend Ben over at UPI, an Idaho man, guess what he did?
Oh no, he ran into a drain pipe too.
No, he broke Guinness World Record by standing atop an inflatable Swiss ball and using his sword to slice through 62 kiwi fruits.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck? I'm sorry. I know we're trying to be doing FCC kind of, you know, but I am... What the fuck is that?
Oh, my Lord. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Oh, my goodness. But that's just slicing kiwis while standing on top of an inflatable ball. All right, Joe, please tell us all about it.
David Rush, because he is in the Guinness World Record book, who has broken more than 100 Guinness records to promote STEM education, stood atop the Swiss ball while Jonathan Hannon threw the Kiwis into the air.
Wow.
Rush managed to slice through 62 thrown Kiwis before falling off the ball just seconds before the end of his 1 minute time limit.
And impaling himself with the sword and falling to his death.
No. The attempt, which occurred during filming for the Science of Guinness World Records traveling exhibit, defeated the previous record of 35 sliced Kiwis.
Wow, so he's like almost doubled it.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Jib Skipper and his crack news team.
He can get a job at a juice bar.
Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, let me tell you, these Friday, I think it's, you know what it is? It's the smoking, it's the device. It's, I oh, mean, yes. The bong really definitely yes. does a lot more. Anyway.
You become more one with.
Hello, I've become one with everything. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried collusion-free GMO-loaded experience? Then call us at 813-327-8566. Hang tight, folks. Yeah, I'm sorry. No this way out, because there's no this way out, but... We're going to move some things around. Hang tight, folks. You can listen to us blather, scatter, skittle again in 4 minutes. Skite. Battle Skite in 4 minutes after this break. When I find the right buttons. There they are.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio.
Let's do snack math. Wholesome organic popcorn plus sparkling soda plus piping hot coffee equals delicious refresh-a-rama for the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movies. This message is brought to you by the Mike Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
Trap clogged.
Do you know what's clogging it?
Who knows what's down there? Grease, food, hair.
Better use Crystal Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Oh, sure, Drano's terrific on grease, but can it clear those other clogs too?
Yes, all-purpose Drano clears grease and food and hair.
Wow, now I know what to use, even if I don't know what the clog is. Drano.
Beautiful. Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Okay, let's see what I gotta do here. Okay, I gotta scratch all this stuff out. Now I gotta put in some new database access material. We'll kind of go like this. And then,
hello. Hello, 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 hello.
This has been a Joe Wisdom Audio production.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Hallelujah, amen, and Jesus Christ. Go ahead, you one of those robots.
Welcome back, Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, snacks, adult beverages, etc., etc., etc.
Cut me off.
So we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. By the way, and, wow.
Wow.
The season is fast approaching. Have your fingers on that sensor button, Anthony. Thought you'd like to know. Take it away, the lovable Anthony, I think.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing, because I'm not doing a very good thing. We're not going to worry about too much about our... I will limit the
episode. You got it, Anthony.
I honestly still think, though, being in a different environment is probably what's going to do it most. And I will not be as uninhibited when I go into the studios at WRFU as I am when I'm in our own studios. Because it's easier to be much more uninhibited in our studios because, it's late, there's nobody here, I kind of have the door open to listen for anyone trying to break in, the robots are all charging, I'm just sitting here in my underwear, it's great. So, before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Shyampa weather from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is currently lightly cloudy and 85 degrees. The heat index is 89 degrees. The humidity is currently 59%. The dew point is 69. And visibility is 10 lovely miles. On tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies with a low around 75. Wednesday, a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms after 2. Mostly sunny with a high near 93. Wednesday night, a 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms before 8 in the evening. Partly cloudy with a low around 73. On Thursday, 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 91. On Thursday night, 20% chance of scattered showers and storms before 8 p.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 73. And that's it for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. It's time for your crazy Florida news when I push the right buttons. There we go. That's the right button, right? Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, see, this one's really short. So, ABC Channel 7 News out of Naples brings us our first crazy Florida story of the night. A drunk woman tried to repeatedly slap a taxi driver at Disney World because he did not have cigarettes he could not give her. She was seen yelling at the driver in the parking lot at Hollywood Studios. The police were contacted. When authorities arrived, she said she wasn't going to cooperate until someone gave her at least one cigarette.
Talk about a nicotine.
Right? Yeah. Jesus.
You know what?
I was never that bad.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I can recall one or two incidences where I was that bad. Not that
really?
Bad.
Really? Not that? No, you wouldn't be that bad. You would still pay the cab driver, even if they didn't give you a cigarette. She just wanted a cigarette. I don't even think she intended to pay at all. I don't know if she paid at all.
And that's rude.
Yeah, that's very rude. So anyway, that's all we know. Check back with Champ and News Desk for updates that will probably likely never come. Have you seen Dick anywhere lately?
I haven't seen any of our employees, to be honest, except for the robots.
There's a weird smell coming from Dick's office, but I'm afraid to check it out because last time that was Henry's office, and we know what happened to Henry. So we don't want to know what happened to Dick. I mean, the news copy's coming through, but it's a little weird. It's a little off lately. I'm just like, it used
I'm
to
telling
be
you, it's weird. The robots.
It's the robots.
You're the only two that are working.
Oh my God, I'm scared. Oh boy, let's move on to the next story. And now I can't even click the button. There we go.
That weird smell, baby.
What the hell?
Oil.
Hey, where's what the? The robots are revolting. Uh-oh. Okay, I got that one. I can't load this track. I can load the naked track. Hold on. I'm not doing the naked story. I'm not going to get you excited. Hold on. I got to go back to that.
What the hell? Why can't you load Corn Cob?
I don't know why I can't load Corn Cob. My Corn Cob is broken.
Is it something where I could play?
No, I just got to find it. I have to find it on the Incompetech folder. Incompetech.com.
That's where our background tracks come from, folks.
That's where our background tracks come from.
I use them on Chip Skipper Plays Games when I do live gameplays.
Do you? Yes, you do. Lovely. All right, so we got that.
Corn Cob.
There we go. Jesus.
There we go.
Jesus Almighty. That was...
Although I could have probably done the bing da bang da bang ding bing bang in the background for you.
And NBC News brings us our next day, but it would disrupt the flow. The flow has to work because it has to. Anyway, NBC News brings us our next story of the night about a teenager using her parents' money against them. A 17-year-old Florida girl's parents pressed charges after she was accused of stealing their money to hire people to kill them, according to authorities. The teen was arrested last Monday and charged with two counts of criminal solicitation for murder, according to a statement from the Lake County Sheriff's Department. The department has been notified by a witness that the teen had given a friend a lot of money to find someone to kill her parents, according to an arrest affidavit. Investigators said the 17-year-old stole her parents' debit card and withdrew $503.
Why 503? Oh, maybe that was the fee.
That must have been the service charge, because I'm like, you can't get $3 from an ATM. When the hell did ATM? I'm like, I remember when ATMs gave out $5 bills, but I don't remember when they gave out
$1 bills. This next one is ridiculous.
Yeah. And then the next one was $926.40.
What?
Maybe that was like a cash, like a money order, yeah, type of thing. Her boyfriend told police she had last seen the teen at a known drug house where she told him she wanted to kill her parents. When interviewed, the girl... Yeah, right? When interviewed, the girl told a detective that she did in fact steal money from her parents and used $100 of it of the about $500 to buy cocaine and give a friend the remaining $400 to kill her parents. Really, $400 to kill her parents? Jeez, wow! They're gonna have a lot of problems with financial management later on in life. When that friend didn't follow through, she stole another $900 and gave it to someone else to kill her parents. So she paid... You can figure it out. Parents, who live north of Orlando, have not been identified, chose to press charges against their daughter when they found out about the attempted murder-for-hire plot. And this was according to the Lake County Sheriff's Department. The teen was first booked at the Lake County Jail and is currently housed in juvenile facility, the Sheriff's Department statement said. All right, now we can move on to some sexy music. Our final news story of the night comes from WKRG, CBS News, Channel 5, about a man who just can't keep it in his pants. A woman said she was walking on Wright Street towards 9th Avenue when Jim, 43, lured her to his vehicle, asking her for directions. When the woman got closer, she said Jim was exposing himself and, well, he was having a good old time. Police called surveillance video from the area. They collected surveillance video. They did not call it. And saw his car, a red Mercury Grand Marquis, driving in the area. In the video, police said you can see the woman running northbound on 9th Avenue. Police say it was the video is consistent with the victim's statements. This is kind of another why not me, Joe.
I know.
It's like, damn, Joe.
You can indecently expose yourself in front of me and masturbate. I'll join you.
Yeah, I mean, there are people willing to have this done to them.
For those of you that don't get into that sort of thing,
maybe you should all like wear like a special headband or something. Like maybe like wear like like a colored headband that says, you can wear like, I don't know, like a red, like a green headband if you like to be sexually exposed of other people's naughty bits. And you can wear a head red band if you do not wish to view other people's naughty bits. But I would imagine no headband at all would also qualify as no naughty bits. And I believe there would have to be exceptional rules to sporting events. Sporting events would be important too. Yeah,
interested but can't do it at this time.
Ooh. Oh my goodness, there it goes again.
And then yellow, approach with caution.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know where the hell I was at. Oh, anyway, the woman identified the man in a photo lineup as being the person who exposed his genitalia undesirably, according to the arrest report. Jim was charged with indecent exposure. He has also been arrested in Escambia County for indecent exposure in 2010, wait, 2012, 2016,
is
and
there a
2018.
Picture of this dude?
Maybe.
Oh, that's him. Oh, okay.
Wait, hold on. Wait.
I mean, he is definitely the daddy type. I just saw a picture of him in the news story. It was like before the video loaded, I could
see. Yeah, I mean,
he's the daddy type.
You know, though, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think you'd complain. I mean, he wasn't some homeless man that, like, had shit all over himself,
right.
You know? Oh.
Thank you.
Ooh, someone electrified the chair for that one. Why can't I close this tap? There you go. The National Weather Service did not want to close itself.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, things are just malfunctioning because it's Tuesday. Anyway, so that's it for your crazy Florida news. It is back to you, Betty, for whatever
you
got to say.
You can thank the database that you tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you two can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique Q-Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at chimpa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And, did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
So, well, we have a show title, and that is It's All Bets Off. That's a perfect title for this evening.
All bets are off. Because we've just kind of flying off the rails.
But hey-ho, it's Plethora Tuesday.
It is Plethora Tuesday, isn't it?
Anthony says.
Wait, hold on. Oh, wow, your hemorrhoids are astronomical today. Oh my goodness, and electrifying. And don't we have a few things to talk about tonight, Joe?
Why, yes, Anthony. I had to register them along with my moose poop dispenser.
Oh my goodness.
With the FAA as a possible flight path disruption. Let's see what we can have on the list here. Which one of these do you want to talk about first? Well, I think the first one is the fact that we got voicemail.
Yeah, we always need to check voicemail. So let's check voicemail. Hold on.
Pardon your ears, folks.
Oh my goodness!
God damn, there we go. I think we solved that for temporary time being.
That's something's wrong. Something's wrong in the state of Idaho. Alright. Let's see. I got one message here. Let me
You have one new and nine old messages.
How do I play the
press
new
one for new messages.
Well, I want to press one for
press
new
two
message.
To defer.
Oh shit.
Hey.
Oh, it's Ezel.
Hey, Ezel. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to listen to your repeats there, your recast, because I forgot if you said it this week is going to be Monday or Tuesday. And I get a little foggy upstairs once in a while, so I don't remember well. But you know what? If it's Tuesday, I'll catch you Tuesday. Ain't no big thing, man. All right. We'll talk to you later. Smoke them if you got them.
There you go.
Thanks, Ezel.
For advanced options. Goodbye.
So, Ezel is actually taking a little sabbatical right now at Club Med. So, we should hopefully hear back from him within a couple of weeks, I'm thinking.
There we go.
So, yeah. So, we'll...
And by the way, you know, you can always go to our website, cheyampa.org. You click on the Joe and Anthony Show, and you go in there and you see our episodes, because they are updated as soon as we broadcast.
Exactly.
And then you got instant access to the show. You can listen to it 24 hours a day. You can listen to it on repeat if you so choose.
Until it makes your head do that, and you can listen to it all day long, all night long, just over and over again.
I see hashtag here, exciting hashtag here, another hashtag here. Exactly. It's been one hateful, bittersweet week, folks.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
I feel exhausted.
I am extremely exhausted, and I think after this broadcast, I'm going straight to bed.
Oh, I am too. I absolutely am too. And that's the thing, because, you know, we moved to Tuesday nights because, you know, I have class on Monday night. So yeah, so last night was a late night, and my Monday nights are going to be late nights. So it's going to be quite interesting seeing how this whole combination is going to work. But yeah, it's kind of fun. I'm enjoying the class. I actually, even though it's kind of like the first, you know, it was the first introductory. This is the syllabus. This is what we're working with. This is what's expected of you. Blah 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 blah. Clearly, I found that the school has much nicer labs than the one I've been working in for the past, you know, few years. Because these, now I know where my tuition goes, because these are actually some really nice labs. I'm like, wow.
Well,
I actually don't want to bring a bottle of water in here.
Yeah,
exactly. So, it's nice, and it looks like we have some equipment to work with, some good Cisco equipment to work with. I found my fag hag, which is lovely.
Oh.
I'm very happy.
Yay.
My fruit fly, as my husband would call her. She's a little chatty, and sometimes she's a little too excitable, but, you know, like, oh my god, oh my god. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Oh yeah. So but I like her. She's cool. I tried to get her a job where I work, but it didn't work out. I think she's going to be fun to be in class with. So, wow, was that already the dong? The dong. It's the dong. We got the 3-minute dong before the gong.
Yeah,
I lost my mouse!
Oh no!
Oh,
the world is coming to an end,
I can't click on anything!
And he doesn't have push-button screens.
I need push-button. Those fuckers are still expensive for some reason. I don't know why.
I have a 2-in-1 laptop that's got a touch screen, and I rarely use it because
I'm
used to it.
At work, let me tell you, at work, we got these HP ProBooks. They're the X360-2 or II. I think it's 2. G3, the Gen 3. And it's a yoga. It's a touchscreen yoga. I love it. I absolutely love it. I love it so much that I bring it everywhere with me at work, and I bought a case for it out of my own money, and now I'm trying different types of pens to see which one I like the most for using it as a writing surface.
Interesting.
It's a neat little laptop, and it's powerful enough to do everything I need it to do, which is, you know, email, print stuff, you know, do stuff online, web forms, reset passwords, stuff like that. Nothing too severe.
Is the screen
maybe 11 inches or 12 inches, I think.
See, now that's a good size. Mine's like 15 or 17 inches.
That's too big. Yeah. At right. some point, because I never carried a laptop with me. I never carried a laptop at work.
It's like a lap tablet.
Yeah, because it was, exactly, it's a lap tablet. It's bigger than a tablet, so it's a little bit bigger than the iPad, and it's a full Windows version. It's a full Windows 10 Pro version running on it.
Yeah.
It's not some stripped down. So it's fully functional. Because that's always been my biggest issue. I never used my iPad. I got an iPad issued to me when I got hired several years ago, and it's still sitting on the shelf. I've used it for 2 weeks, and I was done with it because I'm like, I can't. It doesn't allow me to do the shit that I need to do. I have to find these little apps. I'm like, I want to do this. I want to be able to do this. If I need to, you know, put together a spreadsheet when I'm in the field or out on the floor, I need to do that a lot easier than some half-assed app that's on the tablet. So I need something. The keyboard is a great thing. I've tried them with Bluetooth keyboards, but then you got to charge the keyboard. You got to charge this. It's a pain in the ass with this and a pain in the ass with that. The Yogas are fucking awesome. I love the Yogas.
The Logitech keyboards with a little USB dongle, even tablet mode, it's beautiful.
Yeah, well, that's good. That is very good.
That's what I'll do. So a lot of times I'll have the keyboard and then I'll just do the touchscreen as my mouse functionality.
That's what I do a lot of times too. Like if I'm working through tickets or shit, I'll find a spot to sit at the admin desk or something. I'll just sit down. I'll touch the screen to do certain things and type and touch. And wow, the LED lights have come on. So there we had a little tech review too. How about that? Isn't that awesome? We covered.
Well, that was fun.
For being so disjointed tonight, we covered a lot of ground.
A lot of topics.
Hey, folks. It looks like the LED lights are coming on, and I think the raccoon is back up in the ceiling. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on a recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Where's my frackin' pizza? Oh, hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Giampa Radio.
Giampa!
Remember,
I lost my mouse.
Time, I lost my mind.
It rolled off the mouse pad and rolled across the desk to a spot I could not locate.
Be sure to check out my collection of Weekend Entertainment with Weekend with Joe. It comes on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon. Saturdays at noon. And then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember all times New York time.
You can make your commute more commutable by smoking copious amounts of weed. But unfortunately, that's not legal in almost any state. So you can instead tune in to Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. I had to look and read at that. I'm like, I've programmed this schedule for how many years now? And does that say 6:30? I squinted. 10:30 Eastern, and then Traffic with Toppers starts at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. Be sure to catch an F Supervillain podcast Friday nights at 8 Eastern. Classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays. Hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday. Tea Dance and John DeBose on Saturdays at, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock on Saturdays. Visit Cheyenne.org for our complete schedule.
You know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in programming with extra added Technique Q audio procedures. How do I do this, you ask?
How do you do it?
One of your devices, perpetually tuned to Cheyenne Radio. That's right, leave it on in the background. You can find us on the TuneIn app as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams. You can also listen on the web.
Roku!
Cheyenne.org and Roku!
Roku! You can do the Roku. You can use the Roku. You can download Shoutcast app on Roku and listen. Wow, here comes the Patreon.
Internet radio app.
Yeah, there's a lot. Shoutcast is actually a popular
Whenever
platform.
I hear the Star Spangled Banner, I think of fried chicken.
Do you really? The fried chicken comes to mind, huh?
I hear the fryer.
The fryer, just frying up the chicken. There you go. There's some fried chicken for you. Here's some fried chicken.
Chicken
for you. All right. Ooh, I think I heard some plates in the background now, too. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week on Tuesday. Check out our blog at cheyenne.org. Remember, folks. Betty, stop! You're too soon. Remember, folks. Don't beat the cab driver at the happiest place on earth after you paid a paltry sum of cash to murder your indecent exposure addiction. Oh, have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for Earth First.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with me.
Gotta work on that one.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.